Chapter 12. By the time we suited up and headed out, it was mid-afternoon. As much as Eileen wanted to come with us, I told my beautiful android to stay at the mansion this time. So only Elizabeth, Norma, and I went to track down Captain Youth. For one thing, I needed Eileen in the cellar, so she could keep a close eye on the DNA that we were sequencing, but I also wanted her to stay out of sight until we faced Optimo. Sure, I planned to fight Optimo myself, and since I would have his own powers, I should be able to kill him. But Eileen was my secret weapon, and even though I didn't plan to use her to fight Optimo, since he would definitely be able to crush her perfect body, I still wanted her to be a surprise. I didn't know if there would be other wardens in our final showdown against the spandexed superhero, but just in case, I wanted to keep Eileen hidden until the last minute. So, while she stayed at the mansion, I drove us north to one of the other lakes on the edge of Pinnacle City. While I drove our minivan, Norma flipped through the files that we had stolen on Captain Youth, just to make sure that he didn't have any other secret superpowers that would present a problem for us. Of course, there was a real chance that he would be happy to give us his DNA, if it would help the Warden's corp to disappear forever, but there was just as much of a chance that he would need to be persuaded through a little force, and I wanted to be ready for him. I didn't think that we needed to worry about his anti-aging power, but I also knew that the worst thing to do was to underestimate an opponent. After all, Optimo always underestimated me, and that was exactly why he was going to end up dead.
I can't really find anything,
Norma said as she looked up from the papers in her lap. I glanced over at my brunette assistant and smiled at my own brilliance. When I had designed her sleek supersuit, I had kept in mind the fact that her figure might change one day when she learned how her own powers worked, so I had made everything easily adjustable. The material itself was engineered to hug her body so it would adapt automatically, but everything else on her suit had adjustable buckles and straps, so it still fit her perfectly.
Maybe that's why the Wardens don't really use Captain Youth,
Elizabeth said from the back of the van.
If he doesn't have any power except for anti-aging, I'm not sure how much he could really do in a fight.
Well, if he was smart, he would have spent the last century learning every fighting style on Earth. After all, he doesn't get old, so he could really take a beating and bounce back pretty fast.
There's nothing in his records about extraordinary fighting abilities or healing. What about weapons? Maybe he has some special weapons skills that were useful to the Wardens back in the early days, but are kind of pointless now that they've got so many more superheroes on their roster. Let me check,
Norma said as she flipped through a few more of the papers. I glanced at the GPS as we turned onto the road that ran around this smaller lake north of the city. My own lakefront mansion was the only structure around the whole perimeter of my lake, but that was because I owned the lake and all the surrounding land, so I could have plenty of privacy and space to play. But this other lake was broken up into a number of smaller parcels, and right now we were headed to a resort-style campground at the far northern end of the water. The cabins at the campground were supposed to feel pretty remote, and most people rented one for a week or a month-long getaway. But some people, like Captain Youth, actually bought one of these cabins because it seemed like a perfect place to hide out, but still be close to the city. Still, they might feel remote, but that didn't change the fact that there were cameras all around the registration building, or the fact that one of these cameras had finally caught the eternally young superhero on camera. I just hoped that he was smart enough not to attack us. I was sure that we could easily take him, just like I knew that we could still collect his DNA, even if he was dead. But I preferred not to make a scene if we didn't have to. Besides, Captain Youth was supposed to be a decent guy. Or at least he wasn't an asshole like Optimo, so I didn't want to kill him unless he forced us to.
Okay, all it says is that Captain Youth is proficient with a rifle, but this paper is dated to 1944, so I don't know how helpful skill with a rifle from 1944 would be. Is there anything newer? Here's something. This is from 2001, and it says he scored in the exceptional category at a pistol match.
I guess that's better than nothing. But if that's all the offensive abilities he has to offer, well, it's no wonder the Wardens don't know how to use him. When we reached the huge campground, I drove past the registration building and straight toward the cabin that belonged to the superhero. I was glad that Eileen had monitored the cameras so closely that she finally caught a glimpse of him, because Captain Youth had 4 different addresses, and I hadn't wanted to waste my time checking out each one. No, this was much better. Now we didn't have to go to his apartment and check for him there, and we also wouldn't have to go to his house in the suburbs and try not to draw the attention of all his neighbors. This way, all we had to do was just get in and out, and when we were done with Captain Youth, I would have the ability to never grow old. If I hadn't planned to kill Optimo right away, I would have loved to watch his fury as he grew old and weak over the coming decades, but I always stayed the same. Oh well. It would be just as satisfying to kill the smug bastard. When we finally drove up the rough side road and parked beside the cabin, we hopped out of the van, but made sure not to touch any of our weapons. We wore our supersuits and helmets just in case, of course, but I didn't want to give Captain Youth the wrong impression. As we walked up toward the front steps of the cabin, we moved slowly and kept an eye out for any possible traps or tripwires that were designed to keep visitors away from the remote cabin. Since none of the files on this eternally young superhero said that he had any sort of skills when it came to explosives or anything like that, I figured we were probably safe. And since Optimo and the other wardens didn't think that Captain Youth had any kind of real powers, they probably didn't keep a super close watch on him. So theoretically, we should be able to meet him and leave before anyone even knew about it, as long as none of the other people at the lake or the cabins saw us. If they did, we would just have to make tracks. As we made our way up toward the cabin, we didn't run into any traps or tripwires, but I still had a gut feeling that something was wrong. This was a cabin in the woods by a lake, but for some reason everything was totally silent. Despite the fact that we were surrounded by thick clusters of trees, I didn't hear any birds, and I also couldn't hear any movement from inside the cabin itself. I think he's watching us. Not even a second later, the air exploded with the sound of a pistol fired just once. Immediately, a bullet hit the shoulder of Elizabeth's suit and rocked her backward. But thanks to my design, it hadn't done anything more than give her skin a light bruise that should heal up in a matter of seconds. But even though it hadn't hurt her, it had sure as hell pissed me off. This asshole thought he could just shoot at my girlfriend before we even had a chance to say hello or tell him who we were and what we wanted? That was just like a fucking warden superhero, quick to the draw and too stupid to know an ally from an enemy.
Maple trees, 2:00.
Norma said, with all the authority of an average ballistics expert. Before Captain Youth could fire another round, I raised my arm, aimed it at the maple trees, and fired the synthetic webbing that I had created at the first shadow I saw move. There was a cry of surprise from the trees, so I instantly raced forward with my women right behind me, and I fired more webbing at the same spot, until there was a thick coating of sticky threads all over a figure who had collapsed on the ground. As soon as we reached him, the three of us looked down and recognized Captain Youth from the photos in his files. Some of the webbing had sealed his mouth shut, so he just twisted back and forth like a wild animal, and he looked up at me like I was a giant spider who had caught him in his web.
That was a pretty disappointing fight from someone who's over a century old. I hoped that you would at least have some old-school 1920s-style boxing moves or something, but a single bullet?
That's not very imaginative.
You fucking shot me!
Elizabeth told the man on the ground as she placed one hand on her hip.
I'm fine, no thanks to you, but you know it's pretty goddamn rude to shoot someone that you haven't even been introduced to.
The superhero tried to speak, but it was muffled by the webbing. Oh, just cut him loose, even though I think I can guess everything that he's going to say. Norma whipped out one of her many knives and started toward the man on the ground. As she knelt down and began to saw at the thick strands of webbing, she got about 2 strokes in before a movement at the edge of the lake a few dozen yards away caught our attention. A mother and her little girl were out walking by the lake, and they must have looked up in our direction when they heard the fighting. And now, of course, they saw Norma, bent over a bound man, with a knife in her hand. And even I had to admit that didn't exactly look good.
Relax, everything is under control. I'm Dynamo, so you can trust me.
The mother grabbed her daughter and ran in the opposite direction, and I just rolled my eyes. Any trust that Dynamo had once inspired in the citizens of Pinnacle City must have been beaten out of them through Optimo's ridiculous PR campaigns against her. That would only be temporary, of course, since as soon as the spandexed asshole was out of the picture, people would finally understand how shitty he really was, and how Dynamo was actually a real heroine. But until then, it was a little unfortunate that the two civilians had just seen us. They might just run away and pretend they hadn't seen anything, but they also might call the cops. And then the cops might call the wardens, and then we might have a real problem on our hands. We would just have to extract this bastard's DNA pretty fast. As soon as Norma cut him loose and carefully sawed away at the webbing that covered his mouth, Captain Youth gasped and tried to scramble backward. Before he could even move, Elizabeth stepped toward him, grasped him by the hair, and held him in place as he struggled.
"What do you want, evil genius?"
the superhero demanded.
Oh, I never get tired of hearing that name.
I'm so glad you've heard of me.
Of course I've heard of you,
Captain Youth said, and then he tried to wipe a sniffle from his nose.
Optimo has told everyone exactly what you're like, and exactly how you convinced Dynamo to join your side.
And do you believe everything that Optimo tells you?
Well, no,
the sniffling superhero admitted.
I actually can't really stand the guy, even though I know that's not exactly a popular opinion.
Then why would you believe him about something like this?
Elizabeth demanded as she used his hair to pull him up and suspend him a few inches above the ground.
Ow! Fuck! Fuck! I won't fight! Just let me go!
I nodded at my girlfriend, and she released him but curled her lip in disgust. I couldn't blame her. This was a sad excuse for a superhero. Especially one who could have improved himself in any number of ways over the last century, but apparently hadn't done a damn thing. Well, if you had actually let us explain who we are before you started shooting, then you would have known that we share a mutual hatred of Optimo. In fact, that's why I'm here.
What do you mean?
Captain Youth asked as he rubbed at his scalp where Elizabeth had grabbed him.
We need you, I lied. Or more specifically, we need your DNA.
What do you mean? What does my DNA have to do with Optimo?
We're going to make a weapon to use against him.
I lied again. And I think your DNA will be the key to making it work.
How?
This sniffling superhero was beginning to irritate me. If he asked me one more question about why I wanted his DNA, then I might just kill him and take it anyway. Just so I wouldn't have to listen to his whiny little questions.
Well, we could get into all the details if you want, but it's some pretty complicated genetic science, so it might be easier if you just let us take a sample so we can get out of here.
Yeah, because in case you missed it, there was a mother and daughter here a few seconds ago, and since you chose to fight us at first, they saw that, and they've probably definitely called the cops or even Optimo. So we're kind of in a hurry.
At least, if you don't want Optimo to find you with the evil genius.
No, he definitely wouldn't wait around long enough to ask you why. Not when he could just kill you right away. So, do you want to wait for Optimo to show up, or do you want to go ahead and give me a tissue sample?
Well, if it's to help get rid of Optimo, then yeah, I'll do it. After all, what have I got to lose? All I ever wanted to do as a superhero was help people, but my power can't do anything like that. Maybe it can at least help create a weapon to fight Optimo. Great, I said, as I tried not to roll my eyes. Norma, if you could...
Everyone I know and love is gone, you know. I couldn't use it to save them from old age and death. So, you see, this power really is a curse. But if you want it, you're welcome to have it.
I wanted to tell this sad sap that the only reason he thought his power was a curse was because he had no goddamn imagination. But I figured there was no reason to tell him that now. After all, I had grand plans to use his power. But if he hadn't thought of how to use it for himself in over 100 years, then that was his own fault. And I wasn't about to offer him a handout.
I appreciate your help. But, I guess I really just don't understand how anti-aging can be used to create any kind of weapon,
much less one to use against Optimo.
Ugh, trust me, you really don't want us to bore you with the details. Unless you'd like me to sit down and write out everything for you. While Optimo is probably on his way. Or at least the cops. So...
Norma glanced at me like she had the same thought that I did. That we could just kill this sniffling bastard and be done with it. But Elizabeth saw our glance and shook her head. And since she was the one that Captain Youth had fired at in the first place, I decided to let her get her way and not just kill him outright.
No. No, it's fine. If it'll help you get rid of Optimo, I'll take whatever you need.
Norma, go ahead and do your thing. The beautiful brunette pulled out the kit that she had brought and moved forward to kneel beside the seated superhero. She tied a tourniquet around his upper arm, pulled out the tubes and needles that she would use, inserted one of them into the vein at his elbow, and then handed him a ball to squeeze to make his blood come out faster. As soon as we extracted this asshole's DNA sample from his blood, we could start to cook it with the sample from Incubus. Then, when everything was said and done, I would have Optimo's powers permanently bound to my own genetic sequence. I would have the healing powers that I took from the Badger, and I would also have the power of anti-aging so I would never grow old. And even though it would take a little longer, I would ultimately be able to do the same thing for my women, so we could all fucking live forever. Or at least that was the plan, as long as we were able to kill Optimo. When my brunette assistant had collected enough blood from Captain Youth, plus a little bit extra, just in case, Norma pulled the needle out of his arm and slapped a band-aid on it, definitely harder than she needed to. Then she stashed the vials of blood back into her kit to keep them fresh and stood up.
You'll probably want to eat a cookie or something. Maybe drink some juice. I took a lot of blood from you.
That's okay.
Captain Youth sighed, even though he did look a little pale.
It's good for me to feel human every once in a while.
Yeah, but it'd be better to feel like a god.
It reminds me of everyone that I've lost. It makes me feel what they must have felt in their last moments. So I feel close to them again. Even though it's been so very long since...
You know I just took a little blood from you, right? I didn't even take out bone marrow or anything like that.
You just don't understand. But how could you?
It's been a real treat to work with you.
Elizabeth growled with a little roll of her eyes. As my superpowered girlfriend pulled Captain Youth to his feet, Eileen suddenly chimed a warning in my ear.
The wardens have been alerted to your location.
My robotic assistant said.
I do not know who was on their way, but I know that a call came in to the wardens' headquarters from the police. So someone is...
Time to go, I said as I began to glance around the trees and the cabin for any signs of Optimo or one of the other wardens.
Wait! Don't you want to come in for a minute? You could...
But he never got the chance to finish his sentence. Instead, there was a sudden flash of blue light from the lake to our right, and not even half a second later, Captain Youth just fucking disappeared from right in front of us. One moment he stood only 2 feet away from me, and the next moment... The air shimmered around him, and he was gone, as if someone had appeared out of thin air to snatch him away.
Fuck!
Elizabeth shouted as she dropped into a fighting stance.
It's the fucking streak!